Chapter 14. The Tango. Argentina in the late 19th century was an exciting place. Around 1870, it was experiencing an economic boom, and the capital, Buenos Aires, attracted many people. Farmers and ranchers, called gauchos in Argentina, came to the city to find jobs in the slaughterhouses and the meatpacking industry. A flood of immigrants from Spain and Italy also came to Buenos Aires, seeking jobs. These jobs did not pay well, and the gauchos felt lonely and frustrated with their new life in the city. As the unhappy gauchos and new immigrants mixed together in the poor parts of the city, the dance known as the tango evolved. Initially, the tango was a dance of the lower classes. It was danced in the bars and streets of Buenos Aires. At that time, there were many fewer women than men, so if a man didn't want to be left out and wanted to practice the new dance, his only choice was to dance with another man. Groups of men would get together to practice so that they could attract the attention of the few available women. Gradually, the dance spread into the upper classes of Argentinian society and became more respectable. In Europe at this time, intense interest in the dance from around the world was beginning. This interest in international dance was especially evident in Paris. Every kind of dance from ballet to belly dancing could be found on the stages of the Paris theaters. Tango dancers from Argentina arrive in Europe on board the boats carrying beef from Argentina. They began to draw the interest of the public as they performed their passionate dance in the cabarets and cafes. Not everyone approved of the new dance, however. In fact, it raised a new eyebrows among the more conservative members of society, who found the tango a little too shocking. However, the dance did find enough supporters so that even the tango's many critics could not put an end to the spreading popularity of the dance. In the early 1900s, dance masters in both Paris and London developed more modest versions of the tango to teach to their students. These students then carried the tango into the ballrooms of Europe. Two forms of the tango emerged at this time: the fluid, styling Paris tango, and the stiffer, more conservative British tango. Neither of these tamed tangos carried the raw passion of the original Argentine tango. Soldiers who returned to the United States from the World War I brought the tango to North America. However, Rudolph Valentino, who danced the tango in 1921 film The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, was really responsible for spreading the tango across America. The tango danced in the ballrooms of the United States closely resembled the stiff, proper British tango. The tango reached Japan in 1926, thanks mainly to one man, Baron Tsunayoshi Tsunami Megata. This Japanese nobleman had been living in Europe for 6 years when he returned to Tokyo in 1926. When he returned to Japan, he took with him a handful of tango records and an excellent understanding of Paris tango. Baron Megata wasted no time in setting up the dance academy in Tokyo, in which he could teach his wealthy friends the tango and other popular ballroom dances of Europe. Around 1930, British dance masters began setting up their own dance schools in Kobe, and the British tango soon became the most popular version of the tango dance in Japan. Baron Megata is reported to have said, "Whenever you dance, remember you should feel as though you are in love with your partner, even if you've just met him." The popularity of tango continues to grow in many parts of the world, including Asia. in Japan, the film 1996 film Shall We Dance, which featured flamenco and tango dancing, led to a dance boom around the country. And in 2003, the Argentinian embassy in Seoul hired a local tango dancer to act as a kind of dance ambassador and promote tango dancing throughout South Korea.